Good morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Ag Headlines. A grizzly bear was euthanized Monday after confirmed cattle depredation on private land south of Tinsleep, Wyoming. The location of the conflict was in the Bighorn Basin of the Bighorn Mountains, more than 80 miles from the eastern boundary of what is known as the Demographic Monitoring Area. Grizzly bears have not been documented in this area of South Bighorn Mountains since long before the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem population was listed under the ESA in the 1970s. Well, the USDA's April wheat outlook shows global wheat ending stocks for this year are projected down this month by 0.6 million metric tons to 258.3 million metric tons. The agency says that's the lowest level in 8 years. The biggest factor in this month's decline is India's wheat stocks, which are forecast down 2.1 million metric tons to 6.9 million metric tons. Global stocks have now slipped 39 million metric tons from peak level of 297 million metric tons in 2019 and 2020.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized healthcare experience catering solely to Montana seniors. See what healthcare looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health. Serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Farmers are installing Augmenta field analyzers and all kinds of sprayers and spreaders to cut labor costs, optimize fertilizer placement, and reduce chemical and water use. Augmenta improves your profit by smart applying inputs as you go in real-time adjustments based on a camera, so you don't need a prescription for every field. Reduce inputs, increase yields, and Augmenta will reduce human error and improve safety. See your local Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
America's farmers and ranchers lead the way in greenhouse gas emission reduction through voluntary conservation efforts and market-based incentives. The Environmental Protection Agency released an inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks 1990 to 2022. The report shows that American agriculture reduced emissions by 2% from 2021 to 2022, the largest decrease of any economic sector. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the latest numbers demonstrate farmers and ranchers' commitment towards growing the food and fiber of America's families rely on while improving the land, air, and water quality, a benefit from farm and climate. AFBF's Market Intel report says U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of the total U.S. emissions compared to other economic sectors. EPA says emissions from agriculture totaled 634 million metric tons in CO2 equivalents, or 9.99% of all emissions in 2022. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mandy Schwab.